How'd that one feel?
It felt good. It felt good. You know, we made it kind of hard on ourselves offensively. But, you know, the defense did a great job of giving us opportunity when we needed the most there in overtime. Special teams came up with a big play. Charles giving us good field position. And we was able to get a couple runs offensively. You know, the offensive line, they took it personal all week, you know, to keep fighting. And we was able to be productive in the run game. And we was able to set it up for Blair, and he nailed it.
Who was Sean Hill like in the house?
Oh, man, you know, he's a vet. You know, he came in and nothing changed. Nothing changed at all, but different players, you know. So he came in, controlled the huddle, and was able to come out and help us get this win.
What's it feel like? I mean, you're 6-2. I mean, all that you've seen in the last however long, and now you're sitting there 6-2 in November. How do you feel?
I feel good. You know, this was another confident builder for us. We know it's going to be a dogfight coming in. And to win in this fashion, with the knowledge of knowing there's so many things offensively, you know, when I look at our group, that we could have done better, you know, so we're still learning. You know, I feel like that's a scary thing, but it's always good to come out on top.
Were emotions running high in this one?
So, yeah.
Were emotions running high in this one?
Yeah, you know, I haven't called start in a long time, you know, and kind of keep my wits about myself and just remaining calm, not getting ahead of myself. Kind of found myself doing that a little bit, but I was able to kind of settle in and just play it one play at a time.
Rams defenders a little over aggressive at times today.
You know, it is what it is. I love guys that play like that. You know, shout out Teddy. You know, it was kind of wishy-washy. You know, just that last jerk at the end, and you know, it didn't really look too bad from the review. But when you slam your head like that, you know, you got to have some type of responsibility for that.
All week people have kind of been painting Todd Gurley as a guy who may take the torch from you and kind of send a message today that not yet.
No, you know, I don't plan on passing the torch no time soon. You know, he came out, he had a good game. Was able to sit back and watch him. He's very explosive, strong, back, determined. So I was just able to encourage him to keep pushing. You know, he gonna come out of this game against our defense a better player.
Do you look at it as your job to punish other players, their defensive backs and whatnot? Is that part of your role, is to send your own message and, you know, take it to them? Do you look at that as your own responsibility?
Of course. You know, coming out being physical is what Coach talks about. And offensive line, they did that. Tight ends, receivers, fullbacks. That's what we wanted to do, come out, establish the run, be physical, because we knew what we was coming into. You know, so I just take my hat off to those guys for stepping up to the challenge. It did, you know, and it's kind of funny. I was talking to Ray Ellis, and he was like, "Adrian, just I need you to be a little more patient." And you know, some guys on the sideline that they try to coach me up a little bit. You know, I made sure they tell me what they see. And on that play, 40 doctor, I was able to be more patient, let things develop, and I was able just to crease it through. You know. Got to give it to the safety. He made a good tackle on me. But that should have ended the game. Unfortunately, it didn't. But I'm just happy he didn't come back and bite us. I was in the zone, man. I was in the zone. Matt, he knows how I am. But he came in and he did a great job.
Was it particularly emotional?
I guess a little bit, no more than he is. He's always, you know, emotional and into it. You see the fire, and we feed off that, you know. Anytime that he talks, we feed off the energy that he's provided, you know. That's helpful to have a coach like that.
8 games in, you're tied for first. You like the sound of that?
Yeah, I do. You know, we just have to make sure as a team that we're not getting ahead of ourselves. And going into each week, preparing right, putting our best foot forward, and taking it one week at a time. I think maybe taking it one more step. Now, I really looked at it, kind of evaluate, because I was hot. And he kind of got him with his shoulder as he was going down and caught the tail end of his helmet. It wasn't just full force, but that little, he was coming with force that allowed his head to bang back. You know? So you have to, I feel like you have to call that, you know, even though it didn't look bad. You still have to make that call.
Well, there was also another hit earlier on his leg that was kind of blocked too.
Yeah, you know, and I told the wrestler after the game, we're doing the game, you know, you guys are doing a good job of calling the game. And, you know, we made mistakes offensively, defensively, and vice versa with St. Louis. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, they're human, they make mistakes as well. You know, so good thing they didn't come back to bite us, we were able to overcome it. And come out with this W.
You remember New Orleans, that defensive coordinator, went after a quarterback too. You think they're blaming any of that today? I mean, those were two questionable hits on Teddy.
Yeah, they were. You know,
the connection between New Orleans and this?
Yeah, I definitely remember playing against those guys, New Orleans. Yeah, no. And you know, they play physical, they play through the whistle. So with that, you get some shots that don't look that good. You know, so you know, healthy. I mean, Teddy, you know, hopefully he comes out and he's healthy and he's going to be okay. The most important thing is we got the W. So we'll just take it for what it is.
It also says a lot about this team that you can get angry and come back and win. Sometimes you've been on teams that would just get angry and sometimes it would fall apart and the wheels would come off. Now you can actually back it up.
Yeah. That's the mindset. No matter what the adversity is throughout the game, staying focused, remain focused, use that anger in a positive way. You know, and we did that in all cylinders, offense, defense, special teams, and we got the W.
Hey, Jim, on the first play before, when you guys got the ball back, before it went to overtime, it looked like Sean was dropping back to pass on that play. Was that a busted play before he went to overtime, you know, when they were able to get the ball back and tie it up?
You know, when he handed it off?
Right.
I don't know if he just got tripped up or we got penetration, but – I remember running back telling him, hey, good job for handing the ball off because I was able to see him tripping up. And it could have been a bad play for us, but I think we were able to get back to that scrimmage.
What about being in a situation on a team, the way you guys are built? I mean, clearly built around the run, but looking at your schedule moving forward, you know, knowing the offense is still kind of finding where you can run the ball, you guys can pound it.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what Coach Turner, you know, he knows. You know, if all else fail, you know, we'll definitely be able to run the ball. And I feel like today was, you know, the running game was productive. The pass game was productive as well. And, you know, we're just going to focus on getting better, you know, as a team and being more productive in both areas.
A couple of fumbles today. Any concern?